And we're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN 919 here on the program. Greg McKinley joins us here this hour. He's the one of the Riley County Commissioners, and a big decision was made yesterday by the County Commission. It was a decision that I know has kind of been a long time coming here. We've kind of been curious, you know, what would be the will of the Commission with this property after a year ago. It was purchased, the church building nearby, the former First Christian Church building, and it's kind of just sat there vacant here since it was purchased a year ago for a little over $800,000. And, Greg, you guys made the decision yesterday, 2-1, to get some demolition bids for that property.
Yeah, and some people said it's a rush decision, but it's not. It's something. When I first got on the commission in January, they gave me the booklets of all the information that's been investigated, because I knew, you know, and from following it last year, I knew that was going to be a decision that had to be made. So, and I toured the building and inside and out, and read the information that we'd gotten of how effective it would be for a building. And it just doesn't work, really. The inside was, you know, a range for a church is different than you need for an office building. And it would take major gutting of it. And even then, it really doesn't have enough square footage for what the county is going to need.
And, you know, I know there's been some few people on social media kind of in support of your decision and some in opposition to this decision. Would the county rebuild on that property then, or is the decision going to be like to have a parking lot?
The intention is eventually there'll be a new building built there for the county, you know, to coordinate with the other buildings in the air, you know, the other county buildings there. That's a ways off. I don't know when that'll happen, but to keep the building as is, all the electrical, plumbing, heating and air systems were disabled and partially taken away when they moved out of the building. And you can't just leave a building unconditioned space. It deteriorates pretty quickly without that. So it needed to be demoed now rather than sitting there. And it's just, you know, for, you know, mice or birds and stuff to get in it when it's empty. And it just needed, if we're going to take it down, we need to go ahead and get it down now and get it out of the way. And for, like I say, for right now, it's just going to be a grassy area. But eventually, I anticipate that the county would build another building there.
You know, one thing I don't think has been really talked about a whole lot here is, you know, why the church, the tenants of that former building, why they left. They built a more modern facility, as I understand, on the north side of town. Do you know what their reasoning was, why they decided to get out of that property?
No, I don't know. You know.
Okay. Well, I mean, obviously the age of the building, it's well over 100 years old, correct?
Well, that's what people keep saying. It's a historic building. The original, the sanctuary building was built in 1907, but that's like, I don't know, less than 20%, maybe 15% of the building. The rest of it, there was an addition built in the 30s, and then the big part of it in the 60s, the part that faces the east side of it was all added on in the 60s. And as I said yesterday, it was the 1960s, not the 1860s. 1960s, to me, is not historic.
Yeah.
And also, again, I went over this yesterday, but the original building, and you can see one corner of it on the southwest corner, was designed to match the Carnegie building and the courthouse. It's the same stone, same pattern of stone, but the additions were used different. Each of the additions, they used different stones and different patterns to the stone. They didn't even match. And I guess that's my thing. I work in construction for contractors for 40 years, but the last nine was with a mason, so I noticed that more than others probably. The courthouse and the Carnegie had alternating courses of stone about 10 inches and 4 inches alternating as it goes up. And that's the way the old original building was. But the new parts are just a uniform 8-inch coursing all the way around. And it's a little bit, and I realize you're not going to find the same stone from 100 years ago, but the others were more of a white stone. The new ones, a yellow stone. There's very little of it that's historic.
Mm. Well, I know that one of your colleagues there, Commissioner Folke, had suggested maybe some of the stones there could be preserved. And I don't know what that would all require here with demolition, but is that a possibility?
Well, it's possible. It's more expensive than just tearing it down. And I don't know what I don't know what project they would be saved for. I was meant to look at it. I don't know. I assume there's some cornerstones from the different from the main structure. I don't know if it's still in there somewhere in the additions. And I would think those would be nice to save. You know, the church might want those at least. But that is one thing I think in the contract we're going to offer an alternate to see what it'd be. And I don't know if it's to save all the stone or save parts of the stone and just see what the cost is to do that.
All right, very good. We have a caller here with a question or a comment here. Nope, did they hang up? Okay, never mind. They hung up. We'll see if they call back.
All right.
And we're speaking with Raleigh County Commissioner Greg McKinley here on In Focus. Well, obviously that's, it's never an easy decision when you have something that, has folks kind of divided, but we've talked about the space needs. I know we talked about it here during the break a little bit, but it's no secret that Raleigh County Courthouse has some real spacing concerns, and I think that was highlighted even more so here during COVID. They don't let a lot of folks into the court proceedings now, that most of that's gone virtually.
Yeah, the courthouse is, I mean, it's a great building. But for the courts, it does have problems, and for the security, they just got one entrance now instead of all the entrances. They did that a couple of years ago, revised it to one entrance. But even then, it's still a lot of people. You have jurors and defendants and everybody else walking up and down the same hallway, and the attorneys, everybody kind of has to pass each other and stuff. And if you look at new courthouses are being built, there's separate passageways for the public and jurors, and then other places for the defendants and the judges, separate quarters and everything that's divided up more, which is something that would need to be done. And I don't think that can be done in that building.
Right. Well, we have a caller back on the line here, so let's go back to the phones. Good morning. You're on In Focus.
Yes, good morning. I have a question for the commissioner, and this may have already been addressed prior to me tuning in. I was just curious, is it not possible to keep the oldest part of the building that does resemble Carnegie Library and just tear off the other part? You do see that in with other construction projects, and instead of this all or nothing, tear it all down, destroy, the unique part of our downtown community. And yet I can see that most recent part that was built in the 60s doesn't really fit in. Anyway, I'm going to hang up and I'll listen to your answer.
That's initially I thought, well, maybe we could, try to save that portion of the building. Somebody had brought in a picture of the front of that sanctuary building when it was first built, and it is a nice building, matches everything. But when they put that addition on, they put it all the way across the front. Most of that, because they had a big stair entry and a kind of a porch, for lack of a better term, across the front and some other rooms and stuff. All that was torn apart when they put that addition on the front. And then, so the east side, except for the very peak of the roof, it's not there. It'd have to be completely rebuilt. And on the north side, the building, the new additions go up halfway up the thing, halfway up. And I don't know if there is stone there, I'm sure it was damaged when they were had to tie in the structure of the new building. It just doesn't, it would cost a lot more to try to do that. And still that space wouldn't be that big to fill what we needed, what the county needs in the future. It'd be a limited space. But it just doesn't, it's too much of it was torn apart when they did the additions to make it work.
All right. Thank you for the call. Do you have any estimate on what demolition might cost here? I know you got to seek some bids here.
I think, yes, we'd gotten, I think it was about $150,000 roughly.
Okay. I've heard
that there is some asbestos removal that will have to be done first. That probably is included in that price because we had gotten someone to look at that because they were concerned how much would be in there. And there isn't, there isn't as much as they were initially worried about, but it isn't going to be that big of a deal.
How does that process work with seeking bids? Will that be over the next month or so? I know you probably have to publish those in the newspaper.
Yeah. I mean, we'll have to draw up the plans, draw up bidding forms and stuff, and get them out publicized. The Public Works will have to work on that to get all the proper paperwork to go out for bids. And I'm not sure how long that will take for them to put that together. And then typically it goes out to bid for, 3 or 4 weeks, and then you get bids back in. You know, a chance to publicize it through this area and, through the Northeast Kansas to see what demolition contractors are interested in the project.
Okay. So we're probably looking maybe mid-summer here, somewhere around that time frame.
That would be my guess.
Okay. Very good. And Greg McKinley joining us here, Raleigh County Commissioner on In Focus. We're going to take another break. Back with more. Segment number 3 up next here on News Radio KMAN.